October, a higher number compared to other years.
There have been more firings at the FBI, including a former acting director who resisted demands to turn over the names of agents who participated in the Capitol riot investigations. And Jake Rosen reports the Justice Department has hired a January 6th defendant.
He was, according to charging documents and body cam footage, yelling at police in that moment in which he called them Nazis and Gestapo for defending the Capitol as thousands of people flooded upon it. In addition to that, he shouted, kill them about the police officers to the other people in the crowd.
He will now be an advisor to the Justice Department. The U.S. Air Force said today it will deny early retirement pay to transgender service members who are being separated from the military. Russia says a meeting could take place between President Trump and Vladimir Putin next week. CBS's Nancy Cordes with White House reaction.
The White House has a slightly different message. They say, yes, the president is open to meeting with Putin and that could happen soon, but that no date has been set and no location has been set.
Israel's security cabinet's considering a possible expansion of the war in Gaza. Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel intends to take control and remove Hamas. At the State Department, spokesman Tommy Pigott.
There can be no long-term prosperity with Hamas as a governing force or otherwise within Gaza. So that's what our policy is. That's where our focus is. That's what I can speak to. For further details on Israel's policy, I would refer you to the government of Israel.
Tariffs went into effect today on dozens of countries. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
You could see clothing go up, electronics, machinery. That's really important for the manufacturing sector. Also, food and beverage. Think of our friends in Europe, your wine, your cheese, and then pharmaceuticals from Europe as well as India.
The Swiss government says it will pursue more talks with the U.S. over the 39% tariff placed on its goods. The president and economy minister left Washington empty-handed. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Thunderstorms could roll through this afternoon through early tomorrow with a chance of strong to severe storms with large hail and damaging winds. After the storms clear, hot and humid weather is likely to stick. We'll get the latest coming up in the forecast. NCIS is investigating that fatality at Naval Station Great Lakes. The Lake McHenry County Scanner website reports a man died from a gunshot wound at the base's firing range yesterday afternoon. Officials say there was no active shooter threat and the medical examiner was called to the scene. The victim's name has not yet been made public. The elimination of the Sturtevant Police Department was a topic this morning on the Don Rosen Show. Brett McCoy, president of the Sturtevant Professional Police Association, and Officer Matthew Bagansky with Sturtevant Police joined the program. They talked about how the department is facing a possible shutdown as the village board debates a plan to outsource law enforcement to the Racine County Sheriff's Office. The two said they had no warning about the proposal and are asking the community to give their thoughts. The next discussion on the issue is scheduled for the board meeting on August 12th. You can hear that full interview at WRJN.com. Racine leaders say they've fulfilled their obligations in a long contract dispute with the firefighters union over health insurance language. The union disagrees and put out a statement earlier in the week saying that a state labor board has ruled in their favor. The union says they plan to seek more state guidance. And Racine Unified is launching a new program to address the rise in student vaping. Check out the report on the Racine County Eye about how they're focusing on education and support rather than punishment. You can go deeper on that vaping story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another sweep for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Braves 5-4 to complete another three-game sweep. The team has tonight off before hosting the Mets tomorrow night. At the Packers training camp in Green Bay, Jordan Love talked about his story running on the website The Players Tribune about the loss of his father at the age of 14 after he committed suicide. The family says that Orban Love, age 51, had an adverse reaction to a heart medication that led to mental illness.
So my marketing agent... was one who connected me. You know, they approached and wanted to be able to write my story, just the real stuff that's happened in my life. So, you know, I think it's very cool to be able to share that. And I think there's some stuff, you know, in my story that, you know, I think a lot of people relate to and have been in similar situations. So whatever things people might be going through, just keep going and keep pushing through is really the message of it. You know, I appreciate them for giving me that opportunity.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. Slight storm chance. Lows in the low 70s. Hazy, hot and humid tomorrow. High in the upper 80s to 90. Heat index approaching 100. 80s and muggy for the weekend. Scattered storms possible. Currently it's 85.
News, Timeless Hints, WRJN. So what is our most hated food here in the U.S.? According to a survey, liver is our most hated food. What's second on the list? Lima beans.
Come down, morning, morning. Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Shirt and tie. I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Wisconsin State Fair is going on right now. You know, we've been promoting this for a long time now. It's hard to believe it's just a few days away. The Happy Together Tour is coming to the Wisconsin State Fair this Sunday night. Of course, it's the Turtles. It's Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues and the Cowsills. Tickets are on sale now for the Happy Together Tour this Sunday at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks, now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks, melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A legal challenge against the Line 5 oil pipeline is set to begin August 12th in Ashland. Canadian oil giant Enbridge wants to trench and blast across northern Wisconsin to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline. Environmental groups and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are challenging permits and other approvals for the project issued by the DNR. Environmental groups across Wisconsin are calling on the state's congressional representatives not to support a bill that would weaken the Clean Water Act. The so-called Permit Act would, among other harms, allow polluters to release PFAS forever chemicals into waterways without telling state officials, allow massive amounts of pesticides to be released into waterways, and fast-track projects that destroy wetlands and streams. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've had a blast meeting so many of you at events around Racine this summer. And we're looking forward to connecting even more as the summer and fall roll on. From downtown Racine events to events in parks, along the lakeshore, and in neighborhoods, WRJN is there to be part of what makes you happy. We're looking forward to seeing you again.
As I walk along, I walk
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. And now a song that was written by a songwriter by the name of Jimmy Webb. He sent a demo to Glenn Campbell. And when Glenn Campbell was recording the song in the studio, he felt something was out of place. He couldn't capture the same feel of the song that he felt when Jimmy Webb sang the demo that he accompanied himself on his Hammond organ. So Glenn Campbell decided that the only way to get the right vibe was to add Webb's Hammond organ to the song's instrumentation. From 1968, it's Glenn Campbell and Wichita Lineman on WRJN.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman still on the I feel nice.
smile. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice that I got a year. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. So you say you don't have time for a full countdown, right? Well, tune in Saturdays at 8:30 and again at 9:30 for Rick Johnson's Capsule Countdown. It's a one-minute blast of timeless hits tied to a theme, a year, or a moment in music history. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. NCIS is investigating that fatality at Naval Station Great Lakes. The Lake McHenry County Scanner website reports a man died from a gunshot wound at the base's firing range yesterday afternoon. Officials say there was no active shooter threat and the medical examiner was called to the scene. The victim's name has not yet been made public. Two dogs are alive after the efforts of Racine first responders last night. Firefighters were called to a home near Buchanan and Hamilton Streets at about 8:30. That fire caused major damage to the rear deck, kitchen, and second floor. No one was home during the fire, but crews were able to rescue two dogs safely. The cause is still under investigation. Gas prices are averaging a little above the Wisconsin average at $2.95 a gallon around here today. Melissa Kay has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Gas prices are up 4.8 cents compared to last week, landing at an average of $2.92. This is 0.7 cents lower than a month ago and over 56 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. The national average has increased during the past 2 weeks and is up 1.3 cents from last month, standing at $3.11 per gallon. Officials at Gas Buddy say OPEC Plus has fully restored production to 2023 levels. The weak jobs report and renewed tariff threats bring fresh economic concerns, causing oil prices to potentially face headwinds. This could pave the way for a decline in gas prices in the weeks ahead.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight. Slight storm chance. Lows in the low 70s. Hazy, hot, and humid tomorrow. High in the upper 80s to 90. Heat index approaching 100. 80s and muggy for the weekend. Scattered storms possible. Currently, it's 85.
WRJN.
Much more than words could ever say. And oh my dear, I'll be right here until my dying day. I don't know just how to say all the things I feel. I just know that I love you so, and it gives me such a thrill. Cause I find what this world is searching for. Yeah, right here, my dear. To look no more. In all my days, I hope and I pray for someone just like you. Make me feel the way you do. I'm never, never gonna give you up. I'm never, ever gonna stop. Stop the way I feel about you. Girl, I just can't live without you. I'm never, ever gonna quit, cause quitting just ain't my stick. Stay right here with you. Do all the things you want me to. Oh, I'm never gonna give you up. I'm never ever gonna stop. All the things I feel about you. Girl, I just can't live.
It's Barry White, Never, Never Gonna Give You Up on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, a study found that boa constrictors do not kill their victims by squeezing the air out of them as we thought, but by cutting off their blood flow instead. Well, that changes everything. I think we owe them an apology.
Swerve, and then I saw the jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's big news for local news. WRJN and the Racine County Eye have partnered to create the largest news team in the county. You can get quick updates on air and full reports online at RacineCountyEye.com.
Windy has stormy eyes that flash.
till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right?
Hits WRJN. Go out and get yourself a Twinkie. Why? Because Hostess Twinkies are celebrating their 95th anniversary this year. It's almost kind of their 94th because in late 2012, Hostess filed for bankruptcy and production of the Twinkies stopped until a new company picked up the brand and began production again in May of 2013. So Twinkies, now 95 years old.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their peach cobbler kringle. A delicious filling of butterscotch and cinnamon is layered with sweet peaches. It has a delicious topping of buttery streusel drizzled with O&H's creamy icing. Be sure to pick up one this week. Peach cobbler kringle. Get one today at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Looking to move your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect to the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO. Move boldly. Dance freely.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee Punch Card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN. Since you put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me run, to help me get her out of my heart.
WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 5. Then it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. And today we feature the class of 1964. Keep it here on WRJN.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The other were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you.
'cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you, baby. Yeah, yeah. I love you so much, you see. You're even in my dreams. I can hear you.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. It's unclear now where things stand in President Trump's efforts to win the war in Ukraine.
I don't like long waits. I think it's a shame.
He was asked by reporters just minutes ago if the deadline of tomorrow still stands for Russian President Putin to agree to some sort of deal.
It's going to be up to him. We're going to see what he has to say. It's going to be up to him. Very disappointing.
Trump had proposed talks, the Kremlin said today. It was possible next week. A senior FBI official who served as acting director in the first weeks of the Trump administration has been forced out. Jake Rosen reports Brian Driscoll is one of three exits from the bureau.
Driscoll, importantly, was the FBI agent, obviously at the top of that organization for a very short period of time, who slowed down and tried to stop the Trump administration's move to gather information on the agents who worked on the Trump investigations and also January 6th. That is hundreds of agents.
In the Texas redistricting battle, Senator John Cornyn claims he's now gotten the FBI involved in bringing back Democratic lawmakers. Reporter Trevor Sohocki.
We're still not sure exactly what level of involvement the FBI is going to be in this case. Are they going to be going across state lines?